Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. Paul Allen joined by Vikings left tackle Matt Khalil in his fourth year from USC. He is the Xfinity player breakdown into the Detroit Lions game. Sorry about last Monday night. Where offensively do you think it went wrong?
It's tough. You know, prime time Monday night game. Loud stadium, all blackout, 49ers. So I think, just line of communication, some things got mixed up. And for the most part, I think we're a tough physical five up front. And we're looking to get back after it from Detroit.
If you look back at Matt's game critically, just watching strictly what he did per snap, Matt had a really good game. But at the end of the equation, doesn't really matter if you lose, right?
Exactly. You know, it's always nice to play a solid game, but, you know, I'm the type of guy, I want to get those wins as well. So whatever we got to fix going into practice this week, getting sharper in our line of communication and doing things a lot better, I think we should be all right.
You know, what's interesting last year is when people would talk about Matt Khalil's game, they would ask other offensive linemen, hey, is anybody working with Matt to help with A, B, and C? Where now four-fifths of the line is new. Matt's back at left tackle, had a really good preseason and a good debut against San Francisco. So when it comes to communication with Fusco, Berger, Harris, even all the way over to Clemmings, I guess, is there anything that you can do to, like, get it up to speed?
It starts from the center, but for the most part, when it comes to practice and leading up to the game, it's kind of getting on the same page, watching film, find out what we made mistakes on. So if that line of communication doesn't get there, we know what to do. It's a big part of the center's job. You know, he's got to communicate down the line, especially in a loud game. You know, I'm the last one to hear it, so we just got to be smooth with that. And like I said, just watching film, so in situations where I don't hear, I know the protections, I know who we're sliding to, and I know where to go. So if I don't hear that, you know, I don't have to rely on the center to get that call.
Good, Matt, good. I like that.
Matt, physically, how do you feel? Your body broke down a little bit last year. How do you feel now?
I feel awesome. It's nice to go in a game, and, you already have so many things you have to think about, your assignment, the guy you're going against, and all these other things, and it adds up one extra thing you got to worry about, how you're going to feel each block, how your knee's going to hurt. So it's kind of that one less thing to worry about, and it's a lot easier to play and, you know, work on other things.
As a left tackle, is it more difficult to play a 3-4 like San Francisco or a 4-3 like Detroit?
I think in terms of the run game, I would say 3-4 is a lot tougher because, you know, you get a lot less double teams. So that 4-I or that 4, a lot of times he's just gap reading on me. So if I go inside, he's going to play that inside. And, you know, you just got to play upfield on them so they can't turn you back when they try to get that late cut back. So, you know, I would say 34. Usually in a 43, especially with Fusco, I think we get good double teams and good movement on guys.
The challenge today specifically for Matt will be the physically gifted right defensive end for Detroit, Ziggy Ansah. You've gone against him a few times now. He's kind of a physical freak, isn't he?
Yeah, you know, he's fast. He's got the strength, and, he's also got those long arms. So I got my hands full. We've had some battles, so it's more of a matchup I'm looking forward to. I'm kind of excited to get after it against him.
What are some keys to playing your position well, whether it's run blocking or pass protecting?
I know some guys are real into scouting players and all that. I try to scout my guy. I try to figure out, you know, what the defense does, what their tendencies are. But as far as me, you know, I get general things of what my guy does. But for the most part, I feel as an offensive tackle, if you're in the right positions, especially in pass protection, if you beat your guy to the point, you don't lean, and you're solid, you're sitting back, for the most part, you should win. And you know, I try to get in that rather than overanalyze what the other player's doing. I know if I'm in a great position, you know, I'll be in a lot better situations to win most of the time.
Bit of a slow start at San Francisco for Adrian Peterson, a highly anticipated return, too. Do you think things will work out better today for Adrian?
Yeah, I think we'll be all right. I know the type of team we have. I know the type of player he is, and, his expectations are excellent. So, he doesn't expect anything less than that, and he's also going to push us to make sure he gets what he wants to get out of us. But, I came up to him today. I told him, it's not going to happen again. We're going to get you going. We're going to open up some holes for you so you can get going and score some touchdowns and get some yards. So we're fired up this week. We're over San Francisco. Whatever happened, happened. I think it's a good learning curve for us. And, we're going to come out and play a physical game this week.